Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Right, everyone, it's GigPod episode 205, a day after Kilmarnock 2, Celtic 1. A result that sees us now only 5 points clear at the top of the table, and a performance so bad that unfortunately we'll probably see this episode lasting longer than 30 minutes. I'm Stevie, and joining me on this one is Rizzo, who actually called this type of display and result during the week. Rizzo, I wouldn't say congrats, but you just have no faith in this Celtic team whatsoever, do you?
Hello, everyone. Hello, Stevie. No. No faith at all. See, you know, it says longer than 30 minutes. Can we just make it 30 seconds, maybe? To say we're crap, bye. Oh, well, that was an attempt at humour that failed miserably. We'll keep it in
there. About Celtic?
Yes, I knew it would be bad as soon as I heard that my favourite player, Nat Phillips, was starting. And he was just catastrophic, as usual. In fact, when we texted each other a prediction for the game, you says 2-1. And I said one each, Nat Phillips will be atrocious, and that was on Saturday. So I must be great at predicting. But I knew he'd be crap, and he was. And the second half was just a farce. I mean, worst performance in years. If you take into account the games at the end of last season when Ange was on the way to Spurs and the players had gave up after winning the double, okay, it was on a par with that. But the games didn't mean anything. This game did, and it was so, so bad that for but it's, I mean, see if it was like Ibrox or something, and we get dominated like you'd be like, all right, fair enough. It's Rangers. They've done that to us before, but no, for years. Kilmarnock dominated us in a way I can't think of a team there for years.
Again, that's four times in five games Brendan's lost.
The last team that have dominated us, like, I think, was probably when Hearts beat us 4-0, when Brendan's unbeaten run came to an end. And that was still a bit of a weird game.
I know you're saying domination, but let's be very brief. And I mean very brief here. The first half, they weren't terrible. A good opening half hour. Although, at the same time, Kilmarnock still had the better chances. But we deservedly did go in a goal ahead. You know, Dennis and the Kilmarnock goal made like three or four really good saves. Matt O'Reilly scores after that. Well, pretty bad goalkeeping with him. You expect your goalkeeper to hold it. Cal McGregor did well, sort of taking three players out of the game, shorting his weaker foot. And then O'Reilly puts it in for his ninth goal of the season. Top scorer now, John. He scored more goals than any of our strikers. But when you see the way Brendan Rodgers plays football, that's not a surprise, is it? But no, look, the first half hour, very briefly, you didn't expect that sort of capitulation, did you?
No, I mean, although Kilmarnock did have chances, and like, even Chris Sutton said that, I mean, Kilmarnock covered chances, but Celtic deserved to be in the lead. I didn't think we'd just crumble the way we did. And like, what was it they scored the winning goal? When did they score the equaliser? Was it like
70?
It was in the 70.
70 minutes, just after 70 minutes, because Kyogo came on in 75 minutes.
Yeah, but they'd absolutely dominated every single minute they sing. Have you mind that spell where they had like five or six corners in a row?
They had up to 60 minutes, 8 shots, 2 in target, 12 touches in our box and 5 corners. And amazingly, the manager never changed it. But we'll get to the second half, we need to talk about it. But the first half alone, I mean, any positivity there at all?
Well, I mean, I thought the Mikey Johnson, who shouldn't have started, done well enough for the goal. He'd done another good cross, the O for the second game in a row, get caught under his feet when he should have scored. Palmer had that effort off the post after that. I mean, I thought we started better than we had recently. But, I mean, just before we scored, we did get that warning when they hit the bar, when, as usual, Greg Taylor was posted missing. Then, like, after we scored, we get another warning where AJ had that one where the ball hit his shoulder.
Taylor gets skinned again for
Taylor gets skinned again for it. AJ had that, cleared it off the line. We showed it wasn't apparently, even though Chris Boyd, as usual, did make a titty sell. And then they had the one where the guy got ruled offside, which he wasn't. But he hit it into the side netting when it looked easier to score. So the warning says, well, but I must admit, even though I don't have faith in this Celtic team and I knew we'd struggle, I just couldn't see us being absolutely hammered in the second half.
But you also did say to me at half time, we need a second goal here because.
I did, but I didn't. I thought we'd create chances. We didn't have a chance.
Since the Motherwell game, you know, remember when we were 1-0 up and then we started panicking as soon as they threw everything at us? Mm-hmm. I would actually say that other teams get the incentive to pile bodies forward. The sense we can be got at way before then. You look at the Kilmarnock game when Hitati had an excellent match and we won 3-1. Now, I felt Kilmarnock, I thought the scoreline flattered us. And you were at the game and you said Kilmarnock were really good.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as they made it 2-1, remember for about 10 minutes or so, like, we were on the ropes, set piece after set piece. They looked so threatening. Then a few weeks later, remember St Mirren, 1-0 down. Dave Turnbull scored that screamer. But then we just huffed and puffed all second half, didn't look like scoring. And then, with 5 minutes to go, hooks it into the back of the net. Now you're looking for good game management there, just see that game out. But I think it was 5 minutes or so injury time after that, no, maybe 8. St Mirren just threw everything at us. Mm-hmm. And I was so relieved that we get the win after that because they spent so much time in our half. So I think Motherwell, when they scored, when they did, I mean, that type of situation's been coming where we just fall, flat on our knees, and we just buckle under pressure. But it happened again. I think Kilmarnock at half time would have probably said, look, if they've only got one goal, they usually need a couple just to settle it and see the game out. As long as it's 1-0, you've got a chance against a Celtic team. They're weak. You know, they're mentally weak. You look at us on the pitch, we're physically weak, John. And I think as long as any team now are one behind against us, they know that they're going to get a chance, and it's usually from a set piece or it's out wide. And look how the two goals came in the second half.
We've got glaring issues and we're doing very little to solve the issues because we keep playing Greg Taylor, we keep playing Joe Hart, and the defence is rubbish without CCV. I know Liam Scales has done well, but he's getting found out now and it was never going to last. A guy that was in a bad Aberdeen team, it was never going to last the whole season being good for us. He's done well so far and fair play to him, but we've got these issues constantly and we don't really be doing anything to get them fixed. And I don't know if Brendan knows how to fix them either. Because, I mean, his solution yesterday was to just throw Kyogo on and he ended up playing in midfield again, or sort of behind the strip, and he never got a touch of the ball. I mean, we literally didn't have a chance second half unless I've, like, forgot one. Normally you would expect Celtic to respond.
Matt O'Reilly hit the ball by the post, but...
Oh, that was about it.
And
that
then
was
Palmer had a powder puff shot for 20 yards right in the goalie. That was it, really.
I mean, when they go back to one each, though, we did nothing at all.
No, nothing. I think when they equalised, that's when we panicked and we threw on Kyogo. But if you look how the Celtic team play, I mean, always get his back to the play. There's never a ball in behind. We didn't do that once yesterday. It's always going out wide. The overlaps of the fullbacks are non-existent. It's going out wide to Mikey Johnson. Maybe Matt O'Reilly, Callum McGregor will make a run inside and they'll get it across. But you've got nothing else other than that. It's becoming very predictable. And if you flood your defence, you're going to keep that out more often than not, and that's what Kilmarnock did. And it pains me that Derek McInnes, a guy that Brendan totally bodied in his first spell here, he's got the better of Brendan twice now, and he knows how to play against him. And we'll probably have to go there after the split.
After still a title race, that is, then.
Undeniably, we are in one now.
Well, yeah, we've been in one for a couple of weeks. I mean,
self-inflicted?
Yeah, people were denying it. But because Rangers drew up at Aberdeen, but I think that after that Motherwell result, there's no doubt that we're in a title race. I mean, the Hibs result didn't help either, a game that thankfully I didn't see, but that was apparently terrible. Motherwell was terrible. And yesterday was terrible. So three bad results after we got this win at Ibrox that people went ballistically happy over with, how it was like a great win that shows that we're going to win the league by miles. But no one, I mean, this isn't even a good Rangers team. The Rangers fans that I know don't like this Rangers team. They think it's got loads of terrible players. I mean, Rangers fans that I know, unfortunately, wish they didn't have any Rangers fans, pals, but for my sins, I do. They're not even confident they're going to beat Aberdeen in the cup final. They're genuinely worried about playing Aberdeen, and they're real worried about them being in a title race with them, which shows just how bad we are. We are so, so inconsistent. And I know it was only the first game we've lost of the season, but that game was in the post. You knew that a bad result like that was coming. If it wasn't going to come yesterday, it would have came either by dropping more points at Parkhead or in the derby or at St Mirren in the last game before the winter break. That result was in the post. That was coming. And I knew with the selectionists we've got, we were going to struggle. And I know we've got injuries, but that can't be an excuse for Celtic. I said it in the last pod. That can, in Scotland, that can't be an excuse for Celtic and Rangers. You've got the bigger squads by far. You've got more money by far. If you spend the money wisely, which Celtic cannot do, as we all know, it won't be an issue having these injuries if you buy players that can come in. So no, that can't be an excuse. That's a get-out. Celtic and Rangers get so much more money and much bigger squads. Like, supposedly any Celtic player should really walk into that Kilmarnock team. I don't think so. No, this current Celtic team, would Mikey Johnson start for Kilmarnock? No.
That guy Kilmarnock, Armstrong's better than him.
He's always gave us like difficult games. But I mean, it's not what I'm going to go and say, oh, we should go and sign him, because I don't know how well he'd do for us. There's different pressure. But this team doesn't seem to be able to cope with the pressure, which is odd, because so many of them were here last season, the season before. Okay, last season we weren't under pressure much, but the season before we were, because it was a title race up until we won at Ibrox. So I think this will be a real title race, though. I mean, it goes to the last couple of games. Like,
it's got to be like 0-4 or 0-5 for me.
Well,
but
I hope we don't end up blowing it in the last game.
No, but it's two bad teams.
Well, 0-8-0-9 was two bad teams as well.
Yeah, but they did invest in January and we didn't.
Well, of course. We really should be doing much better than we were, and I think the manager has to take a lot of blame for that, and I just don't know if he's a good manager anymore.
I think it was definitely Olin Brendan yesterday. Yes, we know there's issues at Celtic who aren't a serious club. I would go as far to say that in the grand scheme of things, Celtic are pretty tin pot, to be honest. I mean, you can't even blame any referees or any officials yesterday. It was all just down to the manager for me, playing Nat Phillips. It was inexcusable. The thing is, though, he's publicly said that guys like Navrotsky and Lagabielke aren't quite there yet. I don't get it. Is that an excuse? Is there something else going on there? Does he just not fancy them? Because from what I've seen, they two players haven't done anything near as bad, as much to cost as what Phillips has. Phillips is at the point where any time he's on that pitch, he's dragging players down with him. You know, I would say the Barron's definitely very slow. There was that time Stevie May outpaced him in a 0-0 game against St Johnston.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been part of more Celtic sides with clean sheets than Phillips has. I don't think Phillips has been in a Celtic side with a clean sheet at all yet. Navrotsky, from memory, but he was bad with Miossi's goal against Aberdeen, but the entire team stunned a joint out in that first half. They get bailed out with Aberdeen being idiots and Kyogo being such an instinctive finisher there. I just haven't seen enough to think these guys are complete duds and this Phillips is the saviour or the guy that we should be starting in defence. It's going to cost us. It's going to cost us more if Brendan keeps playing him, and I honestly do think this issue is contractual, that Liverpool are saying he has to get X amount of minutes or Celtic are going to be in the end of a hefty fine. See, the way I see it is, what's the fine going to be? A couple of million?
Well, we love money. We love holding money.
And Scrooge McDuck stuff in it with him. but that's another problem.
Scrooge
as well.
Scrooge
The big issues to Celtic are banning the podcast, like the Four Times guys. Banning them for the press conferences. And do you know what? I wish they would do the same with us, to be honest, because they're fucking garbage, so they've done them a favour.
And that'd be a real shame if we get barred from them. We'd miss great, exciting tidbits for the players and the manager.
Great communication.
Yes.
Brilliant.
We'll probably all get banned now, I will.
Oh, well.
But, no, it just is mad that Phillips keeps playing and Brendan keeps bigging him up, because he's crap. He is absolutely crap. He's, like, crap on a par with the bad defenders we had in the, like, 90s and, like, 2000s. He's a terrible, terrible player. And see if we See if we sign him on a permanent basis in January, or would he ideally keep him at the end of the season?
No,
I think people
not,
will go mad.
He's going in January. He is going after definitely. The St Mirren game, definitely.
Alright, good. Well, he's caused enough damage as it is, but I think he'll probably be in the team if CCV's not, because obviously Brendan doesn't like the Baron and Rocky, and really they've not played enough football. Like, one of them hasn't played since we got beat to come on in the league. He got injured in the last 10 seconds. And the other player's been bombed out since, I think, September.
A Feyenoord, wasn't it?
Aye. I don't know. I mean, the way the wind is blown, as Bob Dylan once put it. Like, if you look at the trends, we're trending downwards and Rangers are trending upwards. And I know this isn't a good Rangers team. As I've said, we should be much, much better than them. We're 7 points ahead. We won comfortably at Ibrox. I know they're a different manager, but we'd half a team. But we've just went to pieces. And was that like, it's three league games we've no won since we won at Ibrox.
And they've dropped 2 points in 10 games.
Aye.
Whereas, you look at us, I mean, I sent you that last night, when Beal was emptied, to coin a phrase that Brendan loved on his first press conference here. I think he used it a couple of times, actually.
Is that when he wasn't talking about how Europe was massively important?
Of course, and how we needed a lot of power and physicality in midfield, and then just neglected that.
Mm-hmm.
Great stuff. Yeah, we were 7 clear then. I was actually looking at a photo last night for our Instagram account, and at one point we were 11 clear a couple of months ago. 11 points clear. Now it's down to 5. Realistically, it's going to be down to 2, isn't it? Because they will beat St Johnstone easily. No doubt about that. And so you're getting into the position, John, where from being 11 points clear, potentially we could begin into that game against them where they've got a very realistic chance of going at ending the year top of the league.
Well, we'll still have played a game more though by the time we play them at Celtic Park, because obviously we're playing this weekend. They've still got Easter Road. They were maybe Easter Road this weekend, so obviously they're not now. So I mean, we'll still have played a game more by the time we play each other. The Celtic Park, but I mean, if we drop any more points, then they could maybe go and win.
You have no faith that we're going to win 5 out of 5, do you?
No chance.
Do you not even think we'll big dog it at all?
Well, maybe big dog against Levy, but no.
We haven't won 3 games in a row all season either.
Aye, I don't mean in the league. Like, I mean, like, if you count in the calendar,
yeah.
And obviously I know the Champions League's a factor, but if we'd won the League Cup at the start of the season, we would have. If we'd won at the weekend, it would have been 3. It's not looking good. And the thing is, I said a couple of weeks ago that I didn't think I wasn't confident that we'd win the league after the Motherwell game, which I attended, and I genuinely couldn't believe how bad we were. It shocked me how bad we were.
Yeah.
Because, okay, I was at the St Johnstone game that we drew nothing each, and I put that down as a one-off, because, I mean, O'Reilly did miss a couple of sitters, and we did pound them, and we were slightly unlucky. That Motherwell game, I just can't go over how bad we were. We were pathetic. We had 2 penalties, don't forget, and we missed one. We created next to nothing against a Motherwell team who I still don't think have won a game since that game. They're like in freefall. They're joint, like they're 10th joint in points. So with St John's, we've only got 15 points. So that's a terrible Motherwell team. I don't know if we'll beat Hearts on Saturday, and I'm sure the listener will be going, how can you say that? Hearts are crap. They're in a terrible run. So are Motherwell. Kilmarnock beat Hearts last week at Rugby Park. So I've got no faith at all that we've got 5 games until the break. Hearts, Livingston, Dundee, Rangers, St Mirren. Hand on heart, do you think we're going to win the 5 games?
I don't think we'll win 5 out of 5. No
chance. There's too many problems. There's so much disconnect now in the club. I mean, I don't think the players, this is just me like sort of guessing, I don't think the players can be happy with Brendan saying that they're not good enough. Brendan constantly saying, we need more players, we need more players.
And he made a big point of being public everywhere about calling them weak.
Aye.
And saying they were comfortable. And as you say, some of the players won a treble last season as well.
I think Cal McGregor and maybe others could think, what's Brendan on about? Last season we dominated and won a treble. We won like 16 or 17 league games in a row.
Playing a very intense, fast style of
exactly.
football.
Exactly, we were sensational. And I know everybody sort of has got rose tinted spectacles about Ange, and like he did sort of leave us in the lurch by leaving.
Ah, listen mate, let them dream.
That's true, but yeah, the football we played, and I said this before in the pod, is on a different world to the football we're playing now. The slow ponderous crap, Ange would never have put up with that. no way. And I mean, we've been talking like off pod about Lutewood Spurs fans make ands because they were on a bad run. What's the ending by beating Newcastle 4-1 yesterday? And I was thinking, they'll back him because he's gave them a reason to believe again, just like he gave Celtic fans reason to believe, because we were in a state after Rangers won the league and we'd made an arse against Eddie Howe and we'd completely fucked up the whole entire summer. Ange came in and after a couple, after like the St Mirren game and Hearts, the Dundee game, where we like won both games 6-0 and like Kyogo was off to a great start, he gave the fans something to believe in so that like they still backed him. Even though I took the half of him after we drew with Livy and we missed that last minute penalty, we still, the fans majority believed, yeah, because we were coming in for a bad position. Yeah. We would have took running Rangers close that season.
I would have. That was my goal.
I thought we'll run Rangers close and then Ange's saying she's we'll go in and win the league. And then we won 5 trophies out of 6 and really should have won if it wasn't for injuries and bad luck, 6 out of 6. And Brendan, who dominated Scottish football when he was here first time, won every trophy. He's fucked up the League Cup already and he's fung up the league. And the football is...
Europe as well.
Well, Europe was crap under Ange today. Europe was just a... I said it in the last pod. Europe isn't important to us. It's a sideshow. It's more important that we make the money and don't spend it and have witty, hilarious clips about Rangers getting penalties AGMs. And I'm fed up to the back teeth of people going about Rangers getting penalties. That's nothing to do with us blowing this league. I'm fed up hearing about that.
So are we digging, is that a wee dig at me there?
You don't talk about Rangers getting penalties.
They put up that help is on the way thing though.
Aye, but you don't do podcasts about it though.
I don't do big full scale blogs about it or that.
No, you don't. So I just had to do a cough to the listeners because I built myself up by having such a rant. And now you'll need to edit out a wee bit because I done a cough, so sorry about that.
Great, absolutely love editing. In fact, I would say editing this pod is probably worse than watching this Celtic team, which says
is
something.
Is that bad?
It's shite. It's honestly one of the worst things to do. But
I should learn how to edit pods again.
You probably should, because it is genuinely fucking horrible today. It's crap.
But I'm too busy drawing holes.
I'm going to gigs.
Yes. Jesus Peace tonight. Great band.
Brendan with Kyogo. Obviously, Ange got the best of him in Kyogo. Yes. You know, it was unbelievable and electric and exciting striker to watch. Now he just looks so bored and fed up, just like the fans. And you're thinking, can Brendan do anything to sort that?
Well, play him as the actual main striker that he is and not play in a withdrawing role, which is just stupid.
But he's we're in December and he's still doing it.
That's because Brendan's so stubborn. Listen, do you think Brendan's still a good manager? Or no?
He's not shown any evidence of being an improved manager.
Actually, fuck it. Do you think we'll win the league? Cards on the table as it stands right now. Do you think we'll win the league?
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yes, and only...
Why?
Only because I think Rangers' squad is significantly worse than us.
But do you think we'll make additions in January and make your squad significantly better?
I think we have to. Brendan will have the huff and the board will start greeting and they'll panic about that.
Well,
about
they could
leaving.
Turn round and say, we gave you loads of players in the summer that you were happy with. You've came out and backed the board non-stop and then, until he changed his mind and said he wasn't happy. He backed all the signings, though, don't forget. After the transfer window, he went on about how he was happy with it. So they could say, hold on a minute, why are you just coming out with rubbish then? There's disconnect with the other players, there's disconnect with the club and the fans. I don't want to turn it into the Green Brigade podcast, but the atmosphere of the game just crap for the Green Brigade, and it wouldn't have shocked me if they're back just in time to play Rangers. I know that'd be cynical, but we need an atmosphere that day. There's disconnect there. There's disconnect between the players and the manager, I think, because Brendan's always slagging them off. And there's always a disconnect between Brendan and the board. There's problems at other places, Celtic. And see, if you were a Rangers fan, which thank God I'm not, you'd be howling. You'd be like, this time next week, we could be close to Celtic again and we could have a trophy in the cabinet already.
I think the worst part for me is about all this is the fact that, as I say, we were 11 point clear.
Well, maybe only for like 45 minutes or so.
But it's the fact that we're seeing now what Rangers were doing in Andrew's first season. I mean, as you say, the goal for me was after losing the league with 25 points or so, I thought Andrew came in and I said, like, take it down to single figures, maybe even run them close to after the split. I would have been happy with that and then building on it, because I didn't have any faith whatsoever that Celtic team under Andrew could have ran Rangers close at all. Then Gerrard left and Gio came in. Fucking talking as if they're my pals there. Van Bronckhorst.
But I think there's a difference though.
But obviously Rangers went into the break. We drew with St Mirren, I think they went into the break 7 clear. And I thought, right, okay, that's it. I think they're going to go in and they'll probably go 10 and then they'll romp it. But they were doing stupid things. We drew at Aberdeen, they drew with Ross County. We quietly started winning. Andrew's bringing in his own players as well. He brought in O'Reilly, he brought in Maeda, he brought in Hitati as well. And slowly we started getting hope, going, wait a minute, if we're bringing in our own players here and they keep dropping points and acting like idiots when they should have been miles clear, there's a chance we could do something. And then you saw that momentum to the weekend when they drew with Ross County. We beat Dundee United, getting into that game at Celtic Park, and the rest is history. We never looked back, we were top ever since. And that's what worried it. We should never have been in that. And they kept making daft mistakes, but we're doing the same thing. I sent you a table last night after 7 games. They'd won 4, they'd lost 3. Like, the trend was that we were unbeaten. I think we'd won, was that 6 and drew 1 game?
Aye.
St Johnston. And you're like, now we look at the trend and they've only dropped, as I say, 2 points in 10. And we threw away, is that 7 points now?
Mm-hmm. Two draws and a defeat.
It's fucking crazy.
But I mean, there's differences between, I still had faith though, granted the break in Andrew's first season, because don't forget, we had a terrible injury crisis. I mean,
Thank you to the Scottish Government for getting that game called off.
We had to pull a bad up front against St Johnstone. Mind that St Johnstone game we've talked about umpteen times.
And it worked, that was important.
The St Mirren game as well, that was like a shadow Celtic team. Ross County as well. Like, guys that never played and they turned up like that.
Motherwell 1-0, tumble up front.
Mm-hmm. With terrible injury crisis, worse injury crisis than new, I think. Much worse.
But Joe Hart, the thing is though, you look at then, Joe Hart was actually saving us in games in the first season. Joe Hart was actually winning us matches, and now he's a liability.
Well, Celtic knew that and did nothing to fix it.
You know, he is for us now the way that McGregor was for them last season, Alan McGregor.
I think McGregor was probably still a better goalkeeper.
I don't know, he was utter dog shit. But anyway,
but don't forget, he still managed to help them reach a European final in his like second last season.
Anyway, the point is, Hart has just been disastrous, man. And I know you said in the 4-2 game, start of the season against Ross County, Joe Hart shouldn't play for us again. Do you stand by that?
Of course.
But you will.
Of course. No, he shouldn't be in the team. Greg Taylor shouldn't have been in the team, but he will. Niall Phillips shouldn't have been in the team, but he will. Hugo should be starting in every starting lineup, but he won't. So see when people going and on about the board, and I can see why, because I think our board are pathetic. This is sad. Conservative in every aspect of the word, businessmen who obviously have a lot more money than I ever will, but they preside over Celtic, constantly making an arse of things. I mean, they'll probably be satisfied though, because look at how many trophies they've won. They'll think, oh well, if I have one off season, it's alright. I mean, Rangers will implode again eventually. Like, if Rangers win the league, so be it, we'll win it the season after.
But I think the reason I think we won the league is because Rangers will implode.
But we've imploded.
I know.
And they haven't. They had their implosion.
And I'm going through the same thought process as the board. That's how lazy it is. I just think Rangers with a squad.
You vote Conservative?
No, I don't.
No, but wait a minute. They did implode and they get rid of their manager. We're imploding now. I said weeks ago in a group chat that's not the one that you used to be in, I'm the only Celtic fan. It was, I think, just before the European break, before Celtic played again. I can see Celtic imploding. Just something's not right. And I've been proven right, because we drew with Motherwell. That was the first game after that international break. And then we get beat yesterday. I could see this coming. We've just not been playing well. So it's not a shock to me. It was a shock how bad we were yesterday. That was a shock. But us no winning, I expected.
What I will say is, I mean, I'm going on about Rangers imploding and the squad being significantly worse than us. But yeah,
I don't know if it is anymore.
But when I look at the table, like, their defence was slaughtered and they've conceded less goals than us.
Four less than us.
That shocks me. That really shocks me.
Okay, we've conceded more goals, but there's only six goals in the goal difference, and that might be important at the end of the season. And they've got a game in hand, and you've got to think they'll hammer St Johnson in their game in hand. No, Celtic are making an absolute mess of this, and there's loads of people to blame. And I don't want Brendan to get off the hook just because the board are making an absolute mess of things. He has to take a lot of blame as well, because the football is rubbish. And I would be no bothered at all if Brendan announced he was leaving at the end of the season. In fact, I'd be happy with Brendan leaving tomorrow so we can get somebody in. I don't know who. That's the millionaire people on the board's idea. They need they do what they usually do and phone the City group and ask them to recommend somebody.
Well, you don't think Brendan's a good manager anymore either,
no,
do you?
No. Nope.
Because I'm all reminded of now the free fall that you saw that Leicester side in. I mean, they just get dominated in games. It was always in the middle of the park. Remember, they conceded the same goal as well before they sacked them. Like, it was constant set piece problems they had. And then Brendan used to do the same thing after every interview, just saying we'll get through it by working hard. But Anytime I've seen them, they were so lazy.
See, if Brendan hadn't been a manager before, you'd be thinking, why are we bringing somebody in that presided over a relegation for the Premier League last season?
Like Celtic, we...
Tony Mowbray?
No, well, like Celtic as well, we prefer talking about past successes instead of what they did most recently. Like, Celtic will say, oh, look what he did with us when Rangers were appalling and our closest challengers were Aberdeen. We got that invincible treble, and even with Leicester, he won the COVID FA Cup. Like, that's the way the Celtic board think. They'll think, oh, you'll be able to do wonders with us again.
Well, we wanted him to be the manager. I think that's obvious. But I thought he'd be better than he was when he was here the first time. But he's known he's much, much worse. And he's making this Celtic team much, much worse. And the thing I kind of get away from, and I've said this for weeks, is the terrible, terrible football. It's slow, tedious, boring, one-paced stuff. But like, let's say this podcast, boom boom, that is satire. But no, it is atrocious football, slow pace, going nowhere. And I'll never go over them the way that Kyogo's been marginalised. It's just absolutely insane to me. And even when he's starting, he's like drop him into midfield. It's just stupid and it's no working.
See the management of Kyogo, this is as well why I'm not convinced when I see comments, 99% of them on Instagram try to justify this and say, look, wait till Hatate, Maeda and Abada are back and then Brendan will solve it. And I'm like, well, am I losing it here? Or the first few games of the season when we had these players, we still played with a tediously slow system. We weren't getting the best out of Abada or Maeda at all. Hatate, I mean, as you said earlier on, David Turnbull was keeping them out of the team. Brendan didn't fancy him. So, and I would even say CCV, as much as you know how highly I rate him, but he's been a shadow of himself as well. There's been some mistakes in him, but I don't think he's the problem here at all. But Brendan's not been able to get the best out of Kyogo, but also guys like Maeda, Hatate and Abada, they're nowhere near as threatening in this. So it's just the system's so passive and boring, the football's so slow, and he's dragging these players down with him.
I know, and that's the worst thing for me, the terrible, terrible football. It's just boring. Even when we beat Hibs 4-1 the other night, it wasn't exactly brilliant. No, it's just ponderous, and I don't think MD enjoys watching it. And I mean, games have been selling out. I don't think that's a coincidence, because the football's dire. And unless things change soon, I can only see things getting worse. And people might not hear that, but it's true. We don't like sugarcoat it on here. The trend is Celtic going backwards, and unfortunately Rangers going forwards. And I know you're trying to make it like sort of get it in your head, this rubbish Rangers team, and they'll implode. But in the last 10 games, there's no sign yet. Alright, they should have lost to Aberdeen, but they didn't.
No, it's just me being desperate, and that's just because I still believe we've got better players than them.
I don't know if we have anymore.
I think we do have better players.
But as it stands, your defence is better. I think we're much more muchest in attack because we won't play Kyogo, and we'll probably get a better midfielder in O'Reilly.
I think we've got better strikers. I think, like, despite what Kyogo's going through, Kyogo is easily a better striker than anyone they've got. But the point is, it's not like they're not scoring goals for midfield and all that as well, and of course penalties. Might as well go on the Celtic board with that part. We're not getting the most out of our players, and it does look like, for all that I do believe, you know, we are more talented than them, I think their manager, Clement, is getting more out of that squad than what Brendan is with a more talented team.
Actually, it's a bad Rangers team that their fans hate. But he's getting that team to grind out wins. And with this super-duper Celtic squad that's won a treble, most of that squad, 90% of it won the treble last season, we're not doing anywhere near enough. So, I don't know. I know that isn't the solution, but if things don't get sorted quickly, I think this season's going to unravel. And it already has unravelled, because
it's a title race.
We're out of the League Cup, we're out of Europe, we've blew a big lead at the top of the table. And it's unravelling, and there's time for it to unravel even more unless we get it sorted. And Brendan has to fix that, the both of them fix that in January, which I have my doubts that they will. But the squad we've got should be doing much better. And I know the board are always the bogeyman, and rightfully so, because I think we've got a rubbish board. But Brendan's not doing anywhere near enough to earn the money. It's like he's learned nothing for his last season, where we had loads of crap performances too. He got away with it then because that was a rubbish Rangers team. This Rangers team's rubbish, but we're as bad now. So I really don't know what the solution is, but it's time for Brendan and the players to get their arses in gear, because if they don't, I mean, this could be a very, very embarrassing season, and they'll have only themselves to blame.
And it's all Tottenham now as well, because you heard Brendan, when he came out, publicly slating the players, and Callum McGregor said he agrees. Some of them, they need to hear that. But then you look at Callum McGregor's role, and that second goal was embarrassing. Like, that's the sort of thing that you expect for their captain. Let's see if Tavernier was in that type of situation where he just let a man waltz by him and score. Like, we'd be howling at that, going, there's your captain. But fucking that mob will be doing that the same with McGregor.
Well, McGregor's a huge problem. He'd done alright against Hibs, playing a different position, and they had that like one good pass to O. But no, he's in terrible form, and I thought yesterday was appalling. He'd done nothing. He stopped command, looked just rampaging throughout the second half. So he's another problem. There's problems with the other place, and I know we've got injuries, but as I say, that's no an excuse. If you play for Celtic Rangers, your squad is big enough and should be able to cope with the likes of Kilmarnock away from home, Motherwell at home, Hibs away from home, and we kind of do it. And I just don't have any faith at all in us winning the league.
I burst out laughing at when Brendan Rodgers, this maybe sums up his management now, it was when he publicly challenged Michael Johnston and said, like, this is a guy who's like, why are you coming up here right away? When he said, this is the most exciting talent coming out of Lennoxtown that I've seen. It's not like Brendan Eli, is it, John?
No.
But the fact that he was publicly challenging him, saying, aye, we need more of him, he needs to be braver, and just giving him like a challenge publicly, pretty much with BBC Sky, I think even Celtic TV. Why would you do that with a guy? Why would you put pressure like that on a guy who's played maybe 40, 50 minutes of good football in six seasons? It didn't make any sense. Like, if he did it with a stronger personality or a stronger player, I get that, or a better player. With Johnston, I don't get why he did that.
No, it's just Brendan being Brendan. I don't know, it was a misguided attempt to G the player up.
We've also seen that hypnosis thing that he does. Like, and he's got a tune out of scales so far, but it's only going to take you so far. You're not going to get a whole season out of scales with that hypnosis management.
No, and it's no work with Johnston either. Under two managers, I mean, Brendan told him to fuck off that time when he got injured up at St Johnston.
No, Lennon.
Lennon did, no, Brendan, sorry, Brendan would never do that. Was Lenny told him to fuck off?
Brendan would take it, put an arm around him and take him for lunch.
He would, but no, I mean, I've got nothing else really to say about the game on Saturday. Sunday, we've done it today, so let's go and ask Rizzo, and you've got the questions from our wonderful Instagram fans.
Okay, from Sam Malky. Is Brendan the right manager for Celtic because the style of play is beyond boring?
I said that as well, so no for me, he's no.
Ollie P, Lennon in?
No.
Caden Designs asks, is Brendan Rodgers' job at risk?
Not yet, but it could be soon.
Kieran McFadden, why are we so shite?
We've been trying to work that out for the last 37 minutes.
Anthony Whitelaw, great guy, would never be banned by Celtic.
No.
How much do you miss Ange?
Oh, hugely. Mate, he made me dream.
AMC67. Actually, I'm not going to read that one out.
Okay.
We get chinned for that. We can't read that one out.
Aye.
He's asking a question we just cannot answer. Sorry, yes. AMC67. Right, Daniel Tate, 1967. When's it time for Rodgers to say enough is enough with Michael Johnston?
Well, it should be by now, but who knows? He'll probably be involved again on Wednesday.
Grant Miller, what do you think of Stevie's hilarious impression of you?
When was that?
The time we're talking this.
I hate it.
Thank you, brother. Scott Crowe, where do we start with the manager? Poor football all year. and it's changed style for the worse.
Oh, just listen to what I've said. It's loads that it's his fault.
Monty.
Good mate, guy.
Aye. John, can you play left back?
I'm too old, but I'd do better than Greg Taylor.
So Taylor would fucking spill drinks coming back for the bar. Ben Savage, 67. Who should leave in January and who would you like to see come in?
Oh, that's totally going to. We need an entire podcast for that. But we need a left back, a striker, and a goalie, and I don't think we'll sign him up.
Peter Darrock, he is saying, and I think you're going to agree with this one, sadly, he can't escape the sinking feeling that they, Rangers, are going to overtake us on the 30th.
Maybe. Yes.
Cara McLaughlin, what the fuck?
My thoughts exactly.
Brian McVeigh, he asks, how many players do we genuinely think are good enough to play for Celtic?
Probably about three or four, the way things are going now.
CFC Murray, do you think this team has what it takes to win a real title race?
Well, I don't, but you do. And that's more because of Rangers, sort of, folks.
Yeah, just like Beale winning the game in September.
Aye.
Michael Finnan, 5. How much is Ange to blame with leaving a bloated squad in his last transfer window?
Well, it's partly to blame, but it's no him that's playing the terrible football now.
Okay, Ben Ewart, would you drop boyhood bear Greg Taylor for Liam Scales at left back? I have said I would do that.
Probably I.
Long UK, 710. Why are we so unenjoyable to watch after everything Ange did in the last 2 years?
Because that's the sort of football Brendan likes to play. Completely opposite for Ange.
Matthew Wright has a doubler here. Now the first one is pushing Greg Taylor into centre mid and taking off Iwata just after conceding a goal. What was the thoughts there?
Panic.
And the last one is Brendan persevering with the old guard to prove to the board that we need to spend more in January.
No, he's just not a good manager anymore. And that's the end of this good zone.
How'd you enjoy that?
Loved it. I did like it, thanks to all the Instagram followers for their questions. They're always good questions.
There was probably going to be more in as well, but as you can tell, I think that was a good, what, 5 minutes or so there?
Something like that.
Lucky you. Right, also, part three of the 2010-2011 Rewind. We're going to do that next week before the Livy game. I can't do that on Wednesday now. I'm going to go and see a film about a ruthless wee dictator, John, who ruined a country and nearly set them backwards years and years. But enough about Nicola Sturgeon during COVID.
I was going to see the Peter Lowell story.
No, it's going to go and see, I'm going to go and see Napoleon, actually.
Instead of watching the Celtic game, I don't believe us.
By the way, just further it, I mean, it's getting the Benoit treatment that doesn't exist for me.
Yes,
don't
we'll
care.
No, we'll no care. Sorry, listeners. We'll be back next week after the Hearts
no,
game.
No, don't care. Well, listen, if you are going to the game, they judgment, but
I'm not going
to. My uncle and my grand are going, and obviously they respect that, fair dues. I'm not going. I just don't care how the result is. It's so meaningless, it really is.
Well, I'm not going to the Hearts or Livingston games because they're too dear and say, like, on the game, anything you'd be happy about.
So what happened with the prices of them again?
Like the dearest tickets were like £36 or £33, just ridiculous.
For Livingston on the 23rd as well.
Hearts, I think the cheapest is £30.
Stinks all around the club, doesn't it?
Yep.
I haven't enjoyed doing this. And do you know what? It was maybe me and Dan last night. We couldn't face it because it would have just been an incoherent mess.
Just like Celtic?
Aye. Well, just like this, but of course, at least we get to have a drink during this, which isn't too bad.
We do. But sadly, now we need to go because I need to go to the Jesus Peace gig.
Aye, go for it.
Right, so thank you, everybody, for listening. As usual, you can find us on all the usual platforms. Like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. More, 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 please. You can catch Stevie on Instagram at GigPod, although will you be putting up a prediction for the team prediction for the final game? I know you usually
final,
do.
Final game doesn't exist.
Okay, I'll put up an Ask Rizzo, or rather you can do it for me, for before the Hearts game. And that's the team, by the way, who we think will start, not who we know who we want to start.
Aye, who we think the manager's going to go with.
Yes, because I didn't want Nat Phillips to start, but I had him in the team because I knew he would yesterday.
We should probably be more clear on that. But yes. It's a gig pod way just to confuse people, isn't it?
Yes, so we've all...
Just like Celtic confuse the fans.
True. Yes, so thanks to me for listening. Keep on listening, even though Celtic aren't very good. We'll be back next week after the Hearts game, and we'll be back with the... later in the week with the final part of the Rewind podcast.
How mad is that? It's more enjoyable talking about the Rewind stuff than what's happening now. And we didn't even win a league game.
We played good football, but...
Well, we did. And you could actually... There was an identity and a philosophy and a style of play I'd... Don't know what we're trying to do right now, on and off the pitch. But hey, as long as Celtic ban more podcasts.
Well, anyway, manager. Right, okay, thanks everybody. We'll speak to you all soon. Good luck to Celtic in a game we won't talk about on Wednesday, and hail, hail.
Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.